Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The Persian Gulf crisis this morning involves vast armies, huge arsenals, and one little girl from Albany, California. Iraq has released 10-year-old Penelope Nabokov, but there's growing concern for 38 other Americans held under armed guard in Baghdad's Hotel Rashid and the thousands more who live in Iraq and Kuwait. Will this become another long hostage siege?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Saudi Arabia's King Fahd went on the air this morning demanding Iraqi withdrawal from Kuwait, calling the U.S. military presence in his kingdom temporary and seeking a non-military solution to the Gulf crisis. That, as correspondent Dan Rather reports from Amman, is looking increasingly remote.
U.S. planes and troops are arriving in Saudi Arabia in increasing numbers. As seen by Middle East experts, the emerging strategy of President Bush is position a strong military force, combine it with a tanker quarantine against Iraqi oil at the Persian Gulf Straits of Hormuz, and get a stop to pumping along all pipelines that can carry Iraqi oil. As described by one Middle East military expert, first a hard squeeze, then a strangle. Iraq's President Saddam Hussein is reportedly urgently calling for help from Syria. A mini-Arab summit is scheduled to begin in Cairo, Egypt tonight, a last-ditch try at some kind of diplomatic solution. Israel is quietly worried that Saddam Hussein could try causing trouble in Jordan, hoping to provoke an Israeli response that might rally Arabs to Saddam Hussein's side. There are rumors, fears, and dangers all around. Dan Rather, CBS News, Amman, Jordan.
This is Bill McLaughlin in Cairo. The summit is scheduled to take place a few hours from now at the new conference center in a suburb of Cairo. It's already clear that Iraq's Saddam Hussein will not show up. In his place, he's reportedly sending a top deputy along with Iraq's foreign minister. And observers here say that is not a good sign. They say there are indications that the delegation is simply coming here to say that Iraq plans to hold on to Kuwait. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, Cairo.
This is Bill Plant in Ankara, Turkey. Secretary of State Baker arrived here this morning as part of the Bush administration's effort to effectively internationalize the showdown with Iraq's Saddam Hussein. Baker's trip is designed to show the Turks that the U.S. realizes they have a lot at stake and to demonstrate a commitment by the U.S. and the rest of the NATO alliance in case the worst should happen here and there are hostilities. U.S. officials want to be sure that if push does come to shove, Turkey will be willing to provide bases. And with Iraqi oil trickling down to the last drops in the Turkish pipeline, the Turks are losing money, $400 million a year from the pipeline, that much again in other trade with Iraq. Baker comes with promises that the Kuwaitis will help make good those losses out of cash reserves they hold overseas. Bill Plant, CBS News, Ankara.
Turkey may have cause for concern. Truck drivers returning from the 130-mile border with Iraq report heavy military movements on the Iraqi side, and Turkey's Air Force reportedly is on alert today. Also in Turkey, a strike by maintenance workers at the big U.S. Incirlik Air Base could hamper the operation of a squadron of F-111 bombers. Iraq's ambassador to Greece says Baghdad will use poison gas if attacked by the U.S. or Israel. We possess very destructive chemical weapons, he said, and we will use them if attacked. The Soviet Union today condemned the Iraqi annexation of Kuwait and said it would consider joining a UN-backed military action. Also, Jordan, an ally of Iraq, reportedly will join UN sanctions. The United States reportedly has asked its NATO allies to support military action in the Gulf if needed and will use a special meeting in Brussels tomorrow to find out what each NATO country is prepared to do to help. From the Pentagon, reporter Jim Stewart tells us about the massive buildup in Saudi Arabia.
Nearly all of an estimated 5,000 U.S. troops are now on the ground in Saudi Arabia, along with scores of U.S. F-15 and F-16 fighters. Supplies for those troops and an army totaling as many as 30,000 to 40,000 more are still being shuttled in this morning. The next few hours and days are viewed as critical for U.S. military planners as they race to get their assets in place to block any Iraqi military move. U.S. forces carried with them protective clothing and medical supplies in the event of a chemical threat by the Iraqis, who demonstrated their willingness to use such force in their war with Iran. President Bush warned Iraq yesterday of what he called a very, very serious U.S. response should such weapons be used against American or allied forces in the region. Jim Stewart, CBS News, the Pentagon.
Another element is being added to the already volatile Gulf mix. Palestinian terrorist leader Abu Abbas is threatening to attack American, Israeli, and other Western targets if foreign soldiers set foot on Arab territory. The UN Security Council will meet today to condemn Iraq's annexation of Kuwait. Diplomats say the council will declare it null and void under international law. With thousands of Americans still trapped in Kuwait and Iraq, some have managed to escape to Jordan and Saudi Arabia.
My goodness, it's Grandma. It's Grandma.
Kim El-Zahar and her Lebanese husband Camille managed to get out through Saudi Arabia. They arrived with their child last night for a warm family welcome in Portland, Oregon. Thousands of American soldiers, sailors, and airmen are now in the Persian Gulf, and thousands more are packing up to help defend Saudi Arabia. As CBS News reporter Gary Reeves reports from the home of the 82nd Airborne, many families are wondering if they'll be together at Christmas.
It has been another busy 24 hours at Pope Air Force Base, the third straight night filled with a nonstop torrent of military aircraft, including huge C-5As ferrying men and machines to the Middle East. While the planes are flying, the people are praying in the churches of Spring Lake near Fort Bragg. There was a pause in the regular Wednesday night service at First Baptist while Reverend Cloninger asked a special blessing for the troops heading to the Persian Gulf.
Father, we do especially pray today for those men who are away from us, the families that have been separated because of the troubles in the world.
The troops say they are ready to fight, but hoping they won't have to.
They are taking it very seriously. They realize that their lives could be endangered. They just are getting things together, getting themselves squared away so that they can be deployed.
The Army says its troops are prepared for whatever happens, but they are clearly flying into the unknown, facing an enemy so unpredictable that this town and the world can only wait and wonder how Iraq will respond to this display of American military might. Gary Reeves, CBS News, Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
In Paris today, 21 oil-consuming nations are meeting under the auspices of the International Energy Agency to figure out how to make up for the 4 million barrels of oil a day in Iraqi and Kuwaiti crude. Rod Bleaver reports.
Members of the OPEC cartel are reportedly divided over increasing production, which could glut the market and depress prices. Sources say U.S. officials at today's meeting are asking Western consumer nations to draw down government and oil company reserves as a gesture of good faith. Today's meeting is seen as essential to winning cooperation from the world's major oil producers to make the Iraq boycott work without another oil crisis. Rob Lieber for CBS News, Paris.
Two freight trains collided in northwest Georgia early today. Three people were killed, four others injured. The dollar is slightly lower in Europe. Gold prices rose more than $3.50 an ounce in London, but were fractionally lower in Zurich. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 2.25 points at 2737.13 on volume of 21 million shares. It's 10 past 7.